jump. Jump, jump. Jump, crisscross.
You know, there may have been at my school, there may have been, I mean, in upstate New York, at a small private institution is not necessarily a hotbed of
racial
minority
diversity.
Recruiting.
Yeah.
When Run DMC came to our college,
yeah,
like all the dudes from Syracuse came down.
Okay.
And so it was awesome. Like, that was a great concert.
Sure.
But like, you know, they would play that at the club in downtown Ithaca College, Ithaca, New York. And it would be, you know, all of us white boys
just jumping.
Yep. Probably not in sync with the music.
I'm surprised that they wouldn't have played House of Pain's Jump.
They might have.
That seems like more of a white guy jump.
I love rap.
There we go. I love rap. Dun, dun, dun. We probably can't play a whole bunch of that song.
Dun, 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 dun.
So we've got one more segment with you. This is the Darren Copeland Experience.
I have to do this.
And we're going to be going up till 10 o'clock almost, and then you'll be entertained and enlightened by the Homegrown Sports Bros. But in the meantime...
Did we explain the Tim Tebow thing on the air yet?
No, I was
about to. Okay.
So, there's a thing that's going... It's becoming really popular on the internet. I don't know if you've seen it. Probably has been posted to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram a billion times by now. So
it happened today.
It happened today. So, Tim Tebow, he's at St. Lucie. He's in Tampa. And they're playing an away game.
I'm sorry, he was at Charlotte against the Stonecrafts.
Oh, okay. So, he... is in the batter's box, and he's waiting to get up to bat, which, by the way, the video makes it seem like he's waiting for 30 minutes to get up to bat.
Yes.
Like, he's waiting for a long time. An autistic child comes down and calls Tim Tebow over and wants to shake his hand. So Tim Tebow, being, you know, the good guy Tim is, comes over, shakes the kid's hand. Now, the kid just is delirious with joy. He's weeping with
happiness.
Touch
the hand of God, kid.
He's weeping with happiness. So immediately, right after that, Tim Tebow walks up to bat, first pitch, boom, home run, number 5 on the season. So we watch the video. It's very cool. It's just Tim Tebow being Tim Tebow, man. That's what he does.
Well, you know what the mother of the kid with autism said?
What?
He said that he thought God brought Seth and Tim together.
Of course. Well, I mean, why wouldn't you say that? And then God gave him a home run.
Yep.
So... you did this, something like this a while ago. I was not here when you did this, but you apparently wrote a letter.
I'm not sure I was here either.
You wrote a letter to God on behalf of Tim Tebow.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what the circumstances were around that, but we saw that video today.
What was that? What was I talking about?
It was when he first moved up from the...
Oh, the low minors.
Low minors to the upper minors.
And it was from Tim Tebow to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't even here, and how do I know more about this than you do?
His first bat was a home run. So
yes.
Oh, that's right.
So it worked.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked at his stats. He's actually performing way better, much, much better in the high minors than he was in the low minors. He's batting .248. He was at .240. He has 5 home runs so far in half the at-bats. He had 3 home runs in the low minors. So he's playing better ball right now. So there is talk that they may promote him. Maybe not all the way to the Mets major league club, because that seems like a bit of a jump, but that they may move him to AAA near the end of the season just to see how he does against AAA pitching.
He's going to make the 40-man roster.
So
you realize that, right?
Not this year.
No, this year. He is going to make
the 40. You think he's going to end up...
Yes, he's going to... Yes.
I almost called it Shea Stadium. You think he's going to end up with the major league club this season?
Yeah, when they expand the rosters to 40... when they expand the rosters to 40 from 25,
yeah.
I think it is highly likely that you will see Tim Tebow called up.
All right, so I want you to do another letter to God on behalf of Tim Tebow.
Okay.
Maybe it's asking to be moved up to the big league. Maybe it's whatever it is. Go.
Well, you said I had to do it as...
Little Nicky.
I had to do it as
Little
Nicky.
Got to do it as Little Nicky.
Hey, Dad, it's me, Tim Tebow. You'll never guess what happened to me today. I know you don't want me to use my special God magic, But I had to today. I met this kid, and he was so nice. I mean, he came and bugged me during the game. But I was like, hey, I'll shake your hand, guy. Don't worry about it. And then the butterflies came out, and I was sitting there, and I went up to bat. And I know you don't like it when I do this, Dad, but I had to use a little of my God dust, and I put it on my bat, and I hit a home run for the kid. He started to cry. I didn't want that to happen, but that's the best that I could do. So, hey, Dad, I'm doing great up in High A in St. Lucie. Yeah, tell St. Lucie I said hi, because it's a saint too, of course. Okay, bye. Talk to you next time, Dad, Tim Tebow.
We're going to have to do that a lot more.
I almost died.
We're going to have to do that a lot more. And I still think you still always should do it as Little Nicky.
From the deep south.
I was surprised you didn't ask, that Tebow didn't ask for help getting to the majors.
Oh, he knows he's going to go to the majors already.
Well, I mean, you know, you had just said that he was, you guaranteed it. So I thought you'd write a letter to God on behalf of Tim Tebow, hoping for good luck in the majors, but you focused on
well,
the
because
kid,
we all
good.
Know we all know that Tim Tebow doesn't look, you know, years in advance. He plays one down at a time, one play at a time,
one pitch at a time,
one autistic kid at a time.
Healing the world, one thing at a time.
He's done it twice. Well, I don't think he didn't heal anybody. He just hit a home run this time, but to save the guy with a seizure.
I don't think he hit a home run to save a guy.
Yeah, but he said
no, but he actually saved a guy with a seizure.
Yeah, no, that's true. He did. He did.
He said like a prayer over him, and then he woke up.
Is that the story that's being told? Is that what?
There's video.
That the guy was having a seizure. Tim Tebow knelt down and prayed over him, and the guy got better.
Yeah, I think that's if I remember correctly.
Oh my God, he's like that magician Chris. What's his name?
Angel.
Oh, he's like Chris Angel. Only
is there Angel Tim Tebow. Angel, Tim Tebow?
Have you ever seen them two together? Coincidence?
I think not.
Yeah, seriously, I didn't realize that's what happened with Tim Tebow. I'm not kidding. In 50 years.
Well, it's not like he has a CPR card. What is he doing out there like?
I don't have a CPR card, but I know how to do CPR.
I don't know. I have my CPR card. And it's changed.
You can give CPR to people without having a card. Like,
they've changed it. Like, you
I'm
don't...
sorry, I'd save you, sir, but I don't have my card. You have to die.
Yep.
Oh. I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, I left my wallet at home.
Yeah. Is there like a Heimlich maneuver card? Do I need one for that too?
No, just CPR. CPR and first aid. Well, here's what
you... Put pressure on the wound. Keep the head
no,
up.
No, you yes. First you tell someone... Call 911.
So here's the story from the man, the guy having the seizure.
Okay, yes. Man's having a seizure.
Tim Tebow, he was signing autographs.
Okay.
And when a man hit the ground, he reached over and started praying over him, according to ABC 15 in Phoenix. Yeah. So he saved a man by praying over him while he was having seizures.
In 50 years, there are going to be books written that will become like religious artifacts. Worshiping Tim Tebow.
The Gospel of Tim.
It will be the Gospel. I'm not even kidding.
No, I'm not either.
It is going to be the Gospel of Tim in like 50 years.
Either that or he's going to be canonized because...
If he saves more people's lives...
Isn't that... I mean, that's what basically is a miracle, right?
Well, you have to perform at least one miracle.
Yes, one documented miracle.
Wasn't that one?
That's documented.
Documented. We got it on video.
I mean, that's documented. It seems like that would qualify as a miracle.
The touchdown in the playoffs.
Him taking him. That was a miracle.
In 50 years, the Pope, the Pontiff is going to be like, and we are going to.
Did you see how he got him to the playoffs?
We're going to make a saint of this guy. Did you see them beat the Pittsburgh Steelers? That's a miracle. It's documented. Boom. It's done.
He passed for over 300 yards in that game.
I don't know why suddenly the Pope is a Jewish New Yorker. But
it's the Pope.
It's the Pope.
He's Argentinian.
Well, in 50 years, it'll be a new Pope because it's too soon to put him in as a saint now.
I don't think it'll be a Jewish guy.
No, I'm pretty sure it won't be. Probably not a guy from New York either. There's never been a U.S. Pope, has there?
No, that's okay. Two things which automatically make the world, well, three things if you count North Korea, but two things that will cause the world to explode. All right. One is when the United States wins a World Cup in soccer.
Yeah.
And then the second one is when the Pope comes from the United States.
Yeah. Those that would probably freak people right out. What? The Pope is what? Oh, God.
Can you just imagine the prayers? Hey, you guys are beautiful out there.
The Brooklyn Pope. That'd be fantastic.
Hey, Father, the Son, and the Holy Majigiwata.
That'll do it for us. Stick around for the Homegrown Sports Bros. Once again, just to remind you, the Broncos did win tonight, 24-17.
In practice.
In a preseason game. We'll have some more breakdown for it, and whatever happens tomorrow on Fiesta Friday. We'll see you then, 8 o'clock. Good night, folks.
That the ladies get smitten.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
On them to help me get lucky. Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party.